Good morning, children.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Good.
Do we have any special prayer requests this morning as we open up?
This way.
Wilbur's family.
Bless.
Someone else? All right, let's go to prayer then. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning, Lord. We thank You once again for this opportunity to be here together, Lord. And we thank You for these children that You've given us, Lord. We pray that You will help us as parents to be strong and give us Your wisdom, Lord, so that we may raise them to be good stewards unto Thee. We pray that You will be with them as they study Your Word, Lord, that You will give them help that they may understand and to see what it is that You're teaching them through Your Word, Lord. We pray that You will give them strength and guidance. We pray for these prayer requests this morning that You will be with the various ones, with Wilbur and his family, dear Lord, and with Bless and Josue and all the ones, Lord, that are on our hearts and on our minds. We pray that You will be with them. We pray that You know their needs and the various things that they have going on, and we pray that You will be with them and give them strength. We thank You for Your blessing, for the beautiful day that You've given us today, the beautiful sunshine, and this place to meet, Lord. We thank You for all of it. Guide and help us always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So we're in Ezra chapter 3. You guys have a little bit about what we've been studying about. Remember what last week or?
Last week we were reading about all the people that came back from Babylon.
Coming back, yeah, from exile, wasn't it? Coming back. So this week we're going to start where they began to build an altar unto the Lord again and to build the foundation of their temple. And we know that's been a very important part, hasn't it, for the children of Israel when they are actually following the Lord. It's a very important part of their society, isn't it, to have this altar and this temple for them to praise the Lord in. We know that many times as we've read in the past that they've had that taken away from them, and actually they've even turned away from it at times, and have turned away from that, and so they lost it. The Lord has taken away from them, and we see that now they're coming back, and they're wanting to reestablish that, to praise the Lord and to make sacrifices unto the Lord. So we begin here in chapter 3. And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. They stood up, Joshua, the son of Zodak, and his brethren with the priest, and Zebarel, the son of Shethel, and his brethren, and builded the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses and the man of God. And they sent the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons, and of all the set feasts, and of the Lord that were consecrated, and every one that willingly offered a free will offering unto the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the masons and unto the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and unto them Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus, king of Persia. So we see that when these things come about, it's usually just not a small thing, isn't it? We see that as a group of believers, as Israel, as God's people, it takes all of them, a lot of people, to band together to make these things come about. It's not just one or two persons taking this task on, for usually it's a mighty task, and everything that we do unto the Lord is a mighty task. It should be for in our lives. And so one person cannot take on all this all by himself. That's why the Lord has given us the body, the church, to be able to lean upon each other and to give strength from and to be able to do these things. We know that just in our group right here, there's several people that have several different talents. And it takes all those talents to make all those things come about. And those talents are given to us by the Lord. For if it wasn't for the Lord, we really wouldn't have very many talents. I know that we kind of see that in ways of people that are not following the Lord, but it's not a true talent from God that's joyful. It's something that He gives us and that we can use to praise His name and to help others and to make us stand together. And that's what we see here, that it takes many. And sometimes it takes a lot of different things, and we have to be able to understand why some can't do some things and why some can't do other things, and band together and help each other out and to do those things. And it's very intriguing to know that the things that they did in those days that in some ways we would think would be impossible to do with what they had to do it with. But we know that when the Lord is in it, that all things are possible. And that is the same as today. If the Lord is in it and is with us, we can do things that we think are impossible also as our human form. And so we'll read on in verse 8. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Zadok, and remnant of their brethren, and priests, and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, and sons of Judah, and together to set forward the workmen in the house of God, the sons of Hadrad with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good, for His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and they shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. So we read in this last part that there were some older men that had been at the other altar in the other temple. And now there had been several years there that was between that they didn't have this. And they are weeping for the joy of being able to see it come back to them, to be able to have that place once again that was taken away from them before, that they had lost. And I'm sure that even in our lifetime, I know you guys are young right now, but when you get older, if the Lord hasn't come back before then, there will be things like that that you'll be longing to come back to you, that you had when you was in your youth, that of praising the Lord and doing things for the Lord. And sometimes we long for those things to come back to us, that we don't lose it. And so many things we do lose if we don't keep it in our hearts and keep it going. A lot of times we let things of this world take those things away from us. Just like how the children of Israel let those things disappear from them by not following the true God and staying where they needed to be. They would let those things disappear from them. And we can even do that today in our own lives. If we lose that sense sometimes, we let things come between us and God, and we lose that. And sometimes we might go a long time longing for that to come back, and it might come back and it might not, but we want to keep that in our hearts and in our minds always. And if we follow the Lord and do His will, it will be there for us, and we won't have to have that taken away from us and lose it, because no man can take that away. Even if we lose our freedoms and we lose our life as we know it as a human being by human laws or whatever, as long as we still have that instilled in our hearts, that's something that man can't take away. That only we can lose that ourselves. Our individual persons can only lose that. So I encourage you to keep those things strong in your heart and stand strong and keep it there so that nothing can ever take that away from you, so you won't be longing for these things like some of the things that the men of old had to see and come back. But praise the Lord that He's faithful, as long as we're following Him, to let those things come back to us. Do we have any questions this morning about the lesson? If not, we were supposed to look up some verses on caring, right? So have we got some verses this morning? Okay, we'll start once again. We'll start over here and come around. So.
Matthew 25:40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Luke 10:33-34. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, and he had compassion, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds.
Very good, children. We know that God cares for us, doesn't he? And he wants it to instill that we care for others also, like he has unto us. Very good.
Chet, stand up. Tell us why you didn't have the Bible verse.
Faithfulness. Did we all hear that this morning? Faithfulness. Okay. All right. You may be dismissed then.